Okay, so we've just been at the public meeting for the splashback campaign with all the councillors, and they listened to the arguments from Save Leith Water World. I wonder if you could introduce yourself and say a little bit about the campaign first.
Yeah, my name is Johnny Gailey, and I'm a father of two who lives locally in Loch End and Restrick. I've been involved in the campaign for 3 weeks. The campaign's been running for 3 weeks when a few of us found out that the pool was closing. And we found out at Leith Water World with a flyer that told us that all good things must come to an end, and it was coming to an end on the 8th of January. This was the first that we had actually heard it being formally announced. We were aware that there's been rumours for many years, and there has been reports for many years, but in terms of consultation with the users, this was the first that we'd actually heard it being formally announced, and so therefore we'd wanted to put our views across that we couldn't have Leith Water World closing.
Mm-hmm. And tonight there was a public meeting in Leith Academy, and Councillor Munn from the SNP was there, representing the Leith Ward, and Deirdre Brock from the SNP, and Marjorie Thomas from Liberal Democrats, and Malcolm Chisholm, who's a Labour MSP for the area. They were all there. What did you make of what they said?
Well, what we wanted to put across tonight wasn't so much the arguments. We don't want to have an argument. What we want to do is show the points that we think mean that the closure would be a hammer blow to the area and to the sort of wider portfolio or the wider opportunities for young people and disabled people to swim in Edinburgh. So, we've done what we can in terms of looking at the business case. We think that the decision which was made 7 years ago was made in a completely different environment. It was made by a different administration, and that, since then the world has changed politically, obviously economically, and the decision is now redundant. The original report was about looking at the sporting infrastructure of Edinburgh. The proposals included Meadowbank, which we know is on hold, the sale of is on hold. It included the Royal Commonwealth Pool upgrade, which is £7 million over budget and a year late. There was a proposal for Hunters Hall, which hasn't happened. The community stadium at Sight Hill has also been shelved, although resurrected last week with the possibility of Hearts playing for it. So with all that was in the report being so changed, we think it's somewhat cruel that the one thing that seems to be going through is the sale of Leith Water World, the only leisure pool. So we want the councillors to relook at the points that we've made and to reconsider the decision. In terms of what we thought of the councillors coming tonight, it was great that they came at short notice. We recognise that it's obviously Christmas time, and we recognise, however, that it means an awful lot to people locally, and we had a good turnout. We're asking the councillors to stick to their original promise to keep the pool open until the Royal Commonwealth Pool opens to the public. So to close Leith Water World on the 8th of January, we believe, is premature. And we're also asking the council to do their equalities impact assessment, which they have to look at how the impact of any decision might impact on various user groups. As of yet, this hasn't been completed, and we cannot see how you can consider closing something if you don't understand the impact. In terms of the councillors tonight, we heard many reasons why this had to happen. We didn't hear a single councillor saying that they wanted it to happen, and we believe that where there is a will, there is a way. And so, we want the councillors to, consider the impact and therefore take the decision based on what happens when you close a well-loved community facility.
And what do you think the impact will be if it does close?
I think there's loads of impacts. I think there's obviously the leisure facility, the opportunity for young families. There's the impact on kids' health and well-being. One in four children, primary school children, leave primary school without being able to swim. And Edinburgh Council and Edinburgh Leisure are providing a scheme to try and counter that. You know, this is an opportunity to spend a little bit of money, to invest a little bit of money in children's future, and you know, then hopefully you won't have the same sort of problem coming by the time they're 10, 11. It's not just young kids, it's also kids from the area who use the pool and can use the pool safely with their mates, independently of their parents, who won't be allowed to go up to town or who might not be able to afford going up to town. One of the most concerning areas that's become really apparent to us is the people who have disabilities, and the pool offers them a particularly accessible and warm environment for them to have a happy experience. And just in terms of health and well-being, there's something really important where, you know, health and well-being is not just about physical fitness, it's also about shared time and shared happy time. And I think, you know, a big part of your well-being is based on relationships. And so, you know, a community facility is not just about getting kids fit, it's also about getting families to share time, getting friends to share time within a relaxed environment. And that's the sort of impact that I don't think the councillors have, you know, quite considered yet. There's obviously a wider impact in terms of the economic impact. There's 120,000 users who come to Leith Waterworld per year, and a lot of them, you know, go out in Leith after and spend money, take the kids out for tea and what have you, so use the local shops. So there's a very direct impact in having something closing on the local economy. And then I think there's also sort of the psychological impact on Leith, and I think that would be a real blow to have decisions being made up in town that have such a direct impact on Leith, not just on those in Leith, but on people coming into Leith. And it would take away a reason for people to come into Leith and counter some of the negativity and stereotyping that you get about Leith. So there's countless impacts. The one thing I thought that all of the councillors talked today about was they were talking about the money and the problem with the money, and they were thinking about the money, and they were thinking about what they would do with Royal Commonwealth Pool, but they weren't thinking about Leith Waterworld. And that's really what this campaign is about getting them to think about Leith Waterworld and the impact that the closure will have, not, you know, the impact on the budgets and all the rest. We've got points to counter the ideas about the financial side of it, but we really want them to focus on the community.
I think there's going to be a lot of impacts, and I got the impression that, for example, that they haven't really considered the wider economic impact, and as you say, they don't really know from an equalities point of view which users will be affected by the close. But you've obviously mounted a really good campaign. You've got thousands and thousands of signatures. You've got really good press coverage. Thursday, you're going to be at the full council, when there's a motion there to extend, at least keep it open until March. How optimistic are you that the motion is going to get carried on the discussions you've had with the councillors so far?
Well, I'm optimistic based on the campaign. That's where I base my optimism.
Fair enough.
Because there's over 5,000 people, you know, supporting us, not just adding their name, but, you know, also, you know, talking to us, telling us about how they've used it, coming with the grandkids, you know, what it means to the Bairns in the area and all the rest. So, you know, I'm extremely sort of optimistic in terms of the support that campaign has. That obviously translates into, you know, 5,500, you know, people who are passionate about what happens on Thursday. And I hope that the councillors realise the strength of opinion that this proposed closure of the Well Love facility would bring. Because, you know, if councillors don't want it to close, and as I said, I've not heard anyone say they wanted it to close, if they don't want it to close and they can't do something about it, then that asks us, leads us to ask questions of their, whether it's political will or, you know, whether it's their ability to make the difficult decisions. We recognise that they have to make difficult decisions, and that's what we're asking. We're asking them to make a difficult decision.
Thank you very much.